Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is a recorded line.
Hello.
Do I have Ms. Harris on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Harris. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria for the Hair Relaxer lawsuit, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, let me open that up again. My name is Randy Reese. I am on a recorded line, and this is for quality assurance purposes. So thank you for that. Now, ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to help you file a claim?
No.
Okay. Now, I have to ask, it's housekeeping. I have to ask this one more time. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, ma'am, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with a cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Was it endometrial uterine or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know what subtype of cancer it was?
Clear sail.
Thank you, ma'am. So sorry to hear that. You'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, it's Bessie Harris.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Again, I'm Randy Reese. I'm so sorry you went through this.
Thank you.
And your callback number is 251-589-1730. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm also going to send you a text message at some point here that has my contact information in it. That way, if we should become disconnected, I will call you right back.
Okay.
Okay, now, so let me go back to that. There we are. Okay. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. Now, when were you diagnosed with this cancer?
And January of 2024.
Do you know the approximate day?
The six.
Thank you, ma'am. And excuse me, where was who was the diagnosing doctor? Do you remember? And I can help with Google. I can pull up the facility. Do you remember where it was? Or you know where it was. It just happened.
David Carpenter.
David Carpenter. Hold on. I'll find the information I need. Bear with me. Are you in Florida?
No, Alabama.
Alabama. Mobile?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something about Mobile in a minute here, but let me get this information. I've been there, I'm in California here, but I've been there several times because my aunt used to live in Mobile.
Okay.
That is why I said it correctly. Okay, you probably caught that.
Yes.
I got family all over Alabama, still do. Beautiful place, ma'am. Beautiful place. Okay, so I had David Carpenter, and I have his address at 3 Mobile Infirmary Circle at Suite 201 in Mobile. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so sorry again. Let me keep going. Now, you are in Alabama. They have a 2-year statute of limitations, so you're certainly within that statute. Thank you, ma'am. And you were not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No.
And you don't live there, correct?
No.
Thank you. And did you use the hair relaxer of any brand for more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
On average, how many times per year did you say you used the hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? Just on average.
I used it like 4 times a month. 4 times 12 is,
48 times. You used it 4 times a month.
yeah.
Okay, so I put down, so you think you averaged 48 times per year that you use that hair relaxer product?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot of usage.
Yeah.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Thank you, ma'am. What is your date of birth?
April 26, 1966.
66, thank you. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. And, of course, as I mentioned, I'm going to be sending you my phone number. If you know any other ladies that want to talk about this lawsuit, please pass on my name and number, okay?
Okay.
Now, were you in, when you first started using hair relaxer, let me ask it this way. Did you use hair relaxer in Alabama the whole time?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately the date that you started using hair relaxer, and just your best guess on this one. I know you said you used it for a long time.
December of 2003.
Okay. Approximately right before Christmas, beginning of the month, what do you think?
Beginning of the month, yeah.
Okay. Of 2003. And, ma'am, when did you stop using it? Was it around your diagnosis date?
Yeah, in 2023.
Okay.
Yes.
Approximately which month did you stop using it?
January.
Okay. Middle of the month? Beginning of the month?
The end.
Okay.
Maybe.
So like the 25th?
Yes.
Of 2023. Okay. And that's correct, of 2023.
Yes.
Okay. Let me fix that. 2023. Very good. Let me check something out. Go back to the top here. Yeah. Poor thing. All right. And then, did you use it? You, to use it 48 times, you used it almost weekly, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how many consecutive years did you use the products for?
20.
And did you receive hair treatment in a salon, home, or both, or mostly at home?
Mostly at home.
Okay. Do you remember which products you used? And I can go down a list. Did you use Dark and Lovely?
I did.
Okay. Did you use any other products that come to mind?
No, it was just Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Now, your cancer diagnosis, this happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of treatments did you receive?
A complete hysterectomy, chemotherapy, and medicine.
You poor thing. And you got chemo, did you say, or radiation?
Chemo.
Chemo. And the meds, too.
Yes.
That was a nasty time for you. You poor thing. Did they start treating you, like, right after you got diagnosed?
No. Yes.
Approximately what date did you start getting treatment?
January of 2024.
Yes, ma'am. So that would have been, was there any days in between when they diagnosed you on the 6th, or did you go home? Did they take you right away? What happened? Like, was it a couple days later, or was it that day? Sometimes it's that day.
It was like 2 weeks later.
Okay. So you went back to the hospital approximately 2 weeks later, so that would be approximately the 20th.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Of 2024.
Yes.
Okay. And your doctor in 2024, is this the same? Let me go back up. Is this the same Dr. David Carpenter who you're seeing now?
Yes.
Okay. Let me copy that information then. Thank you for that. He's got excellent reviews, too, by the way. I wanted to tell you that when I looked him on Google. So I think you're in pretty good hands.
I am.
Good. Good to hear it, man. Okay. Just copy and paste in one more. Now, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And can you please spell your first name for me?
B-E-F-F-I-E.
Thank you. And can you please spell your last name for me, Miss Bessie?
H-A-R-R-I-S.
So, Miss Bessie Harris, correct?
Yes.
Miss Harris, do you have a suffix to your name?
No.
And what is your social security number, please?
416-06-9585.
I have 416-06-9585.
Yes.
And ma'am, for your email, I have BESSIEH509@gmail.com.
Yes.
And for your phone number to confirm, I have 251-589-1730.
Yes.
Is this a cell phone, mobile phone?
Cell phone, yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Phone, text.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a particular time of the day you like to be contacted?
No.
Okay. And what is your address?
315 Woodland, that's Wood Drive, Jackson, Alabama, 36545.
There you go. Thank you. I found it on Google, so thank you for that. Now, can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist? Have you just were at the
yes.
hospital. Okay, thank you. And if required, if they ask you, in other words, if the attorney asks you, can you provide those mail them in or electronically or both if they ask?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And on your 315 Woodland Drive, is there any apartment number?
No.
Okay. I'm just scrolling back up to make sure I didn't miss anything here because we are just about done. Thank you for knowing these answers. And I'm, again, so sorry you had to go through this. Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact number. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients become unresponsive. Can I get an emergency contact name from you? First name?
Andrea. A-N. D-R-E-A.
And phone number for Andrea?
251-387-0613.
Thank you, ma'am. And who's Andrea? Is your daughter, family?
That's my niece.
Your niece. Oh, very good. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I do have a firm that's accepted your case. This is an attorney, and I'm going to be sending you that information as well as my contact information. And let me make sure I do that before I forget, because I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I haven't done it. So bear with me. Now, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before, Ms. Harris?
I have.
Okay, good. So hold on one second. The first text message I'm going to send you is just simply my contact information. And again, I am Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups. And when we finish when we finish this, I've got a couple more things I want to share with you. Okay, so let me just make sure this document is all correct. It's doing its thing on its end. Okay, there we go. Bear with me again. I've got to go into DocuSign now. Okay. Now I'm going to send this to you via text and email. So whichever is convenient for you. And
okay.
I'm going to send it right now. It's spinning on my end. There you go. You should have gotten a text as well as an email from me. And if you've
okay.
done DocuSign before, I'm going to just kind of be quiet and prepare this other text for you for your claim for the attorney.
Okay.
So go ahead and open up that text message and click on the link. It'll be from Randall Reese, not the one that says Randy. It'll be the most recent text message from DocuSign.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you see? Go ahead and click on that.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a it either says start or what do you see on your screen?
Okay. Please review act on
yes.
these documents.
Yes, ma'am. Do you see a continue? Something in yellow. Do you see continue or start or something
yes.
like that? Hit that. Touch that. Now, you should see a little box that you need to check that says, or maybe you've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you keep going then. And let me know if you need some help.
Okay.
And I promise you, you won't get it wrong. DocuSign doesn't let you. You doing okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just so quiet. All the way from California to Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of my favorite restaurants in the world is there. That's what I can't wait to talk to you about when you're done with that. So I do want to tell you, though, too, Ms. Harris, that a copy of this document, once you've signed it, will automatically get deposited into your email. So you don't have to download the DocuSign app that it's going to ask you to do at the very end. You don't need that. As well as, just to let you know, it is the terms are spelled out in the contract, and it's a standard tort agreement, which means that it's 60% to you, 40% to the firms. And if there is no settlement, you will owe nothing. There is never going to be any out-of-pocket expense to you, Ms. Harris. And again, this is
okay.
a recorded line, so I'm, you know, can't tell you any otherwise. And did you have any questions?
No. Okay. Okay.
Thank
it's
you, ma'am.
Complete.
I got it. Thank you, ma'am. I'll make sure. Well, I got an email that says I got it. Let me check DocuSign. So, do you know of the Catalina restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're still selling those crab claws?
I do not know. I haven't been there.
Well, it burnt down. You know that, right? But they rebuilt it.
Okay.
So when I was there, it was the older location. I've never been to the new location. But I do have family out there that told me, oh, yeah, they rebuilt it. But they haven't been either because I don't think it's in the same spot.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'm making you want to try some crab claws. I don't know, but it sure is good.
Yeah, I like crab claws, so I'm going to have to check into that.
Well, you send me a text message, and just all you got to tell me is, yes, they still sell them, okay? So the next time I get down there, I'll make sure I go. Now,
I'll do that.
Now, what's going to happen here, young lady, is within the next, they happen very quickly. You're going to get a call from the firm. That's Pulaski. That's 84 is what it is. They're going to be reaching out to you. Oops, you know what? I sent you the wrong phone number. They're going to be reaching out to you. And it's just a quick verification call. You won't have to go through everything that you just went through for me, okay? And basically, you're in. So these things do take some time, so please be patient. But again, I'm so, so, so sorry that you had to go through all that. And all I can tell you is just bless you for participating. And ma'am, take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a blessed day now, okay?
You too.
Thank you, Bessie. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.